The Utah Department of Public Safety estimates that Utah has an average of 5 driving-related deaths every day between Thanksgiving and New Year. Logan Police Chief Gary Jensen says that because of this increase, officers on patrol are more likely to pull someone over on the road, but their intention may not be to give them a ticket.
There's always that moment that you see those red and blue lights in your rearview mirror and you have your little heart sink, and hopefully that's a wake-up call. I mean, I'm not advocating that we go out and be more harsh with citations necessarily, but officers do certainly make traffic stops and trying to educate the public as to what might be something that they could do better to avoid accidents.
Jensen recommends that holiday drivers make sure they aren't distracted while driving and slow down even if the roads don't look icy. And that before drivers even get into their car, they should take the extra time to properly scrape off their windows.
People not taking that extra half a second to scrape their windshield appropriately or their rear window and just getting their car ready to drive before they get on the road, those things cause crashes that increase our number.
Despite taking every precaution, Jensen says a driver can still get in an accident and that if that happens, wearing a seatbelt can be the difference between life and death.
This the other day, a young man lost his life, and we attribute that fatal accident to not wearing a seatbelt. So obviously when you get your car ready and get in, strap that belt across you.
On Saturday, 25-year-old Luis Vital of Idaho was killed after his car was hit in a Logan intersection. Jensen hopes that this year he will see fewer accidents and more drivers getting home safe. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Shaney Howard.